Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come to you from Conyers, Georgia, the Holy Spirit Monastery, where the Trappist monks come and pray several times a day and get up every morning at about 4 a.m. Right now it's about 6:30. In the pitch dark, I'm outside in the cold because it's a silent retreat and it requires that we remain silent within the building. So I came outside to record our Godcast this morning. So today our practice is in the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 21 with verses 7 through 8. Then they asked Jesus, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all of these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them." You know, it is important to approach the topic of the end of the world, Messiah's, with caution and discernment. While it is true that various individuals throughout history have claimed to be Messiahs or prophets heralding the end times, it is essential to remember the teachings of Christ and exercise critical thinking, to remain grounded in Christ. In the Bible, Jesus himself warned his followers about false messiahs and false prophets who would deceive people with signs and wonders. He emphasized the importance of discernment and holding on to the teachings of salvation he provided. In Matthew 24, verses 23 through 25, Jesus says, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray. But if possible, even the elect." See, I have told you beforehand. To safeguard ourselves from being misled, we should rely on the teachings of Christ as found in the Bible. His message of love, compassion, forgiveness, and salvation remains steadfast and timeless. By studying and understanding his teachings, we can develop a strong foundation and discernment to recognize false claims. It is also crucial to seek guidance from trusted spiritual leaders and communities who adhere to the teachings of Christ. Engaging in prayer, meditation, and maintaining a personal relationship with God can provide clarity and protection against deceptive influences. One of the reasons why I sit in a silent retreat at a Trappist monk monastery, listening to God and His Son and His Spirit to discern action of my charity. Each and every one should try and do the same. Be immersed in prayer constantly. In summary, when confronted with the end of the world messiahs or any claims that deviate from the teachings of Christ, it is vital to hold on to the core principles of salvation and exercise discernment. By staying grounded in Christ's teachings, we can navigate through such challenges and remain faithful to our beliefs and be ready for life eternal. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We pray for our children. We pray for our friends. We pray for all of those who've asked us to pray for them, those who we said that we would pray for, especially my mother, my wife, Tony, my children, my two oldest, Alexander and Alan, my son-in-law, Mark Stern, my Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for as always, and always pray for the dying each day, Lord. Please give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. Praise God, and we thank you, Jesus, for this immaculate conception. And we pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood by his name. Do we pray? Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Luke 21. It's verses 7 through 8. We have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Name Mine, Come Many." Jesus asked, when will the world end? Crowd asked, happen when, teacher? Signs and happenings, what will begin? Deceived be not, he replied, by any creature. Name mine, come many, saying it is me. Time is ripe for the plenty, them follow not. Agree? Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruise Wiggins. It is. Whoa, I just did something there I didn't mean to do. Where are you at? Where are you at? Ah, there you are. I have made a mistake. I had to correct that. So anyway, we're closing today at 6:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, at Christ-fed. Amen. It is November 28th, 2023, and I'm recording this morning at 6:41. Have a wonderful day in the Lord as we close at 7:11, as we do each morning. Closing to say thank you, Jesus, for all the benefits that your grace gives us in our lives. Continue to lift us up when we're sad. Continue to lift us up when we're happy. Continue to share our truth of being redeemed with those around us. Give us the ability to share these things without any problems as we look to have a life filled with salvation and eternal glorious endings. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus as we do each morning, as we say, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome retreat today, my love. And my good friends, John and Marie, God bless you too. Johnny, thinking of you as we do each morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.